Radio's The Hub with Louise Clark.
This week's self-care, I am catching up with Catherine Carton, aka Dainty Dress Diaries, to chat all about, well, upcycling, maybe even something that you have at home.
The Hub Self-Care
with Louise Clark
on iRadio.
It is absolutely fantastic to be having a chat with Catherine Carton. Of course, you are Dainty Dress Diaries on Instagram. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Not at all. Now, I guess a lot of people are going to know you for your massive social media presence. I know when I'm looking at your social media, I feel like I can do absolutely anything around the house. You've got green fingers. You're so good at, you know, planting and growing vegetables. And your page is just a mixture of really like lovely content, along with your lovely cats as well that sometimes get up.
But I have a cat sleeping beside me as I'm doing this, so I'm just praying that she doesn't walk across the laptop as we're having this chat. So I'm like, I have a bag of dreamies at hand in case she does actually. But no, she's asleep, so she's okay. But she's literally right beside me.
Brilliant. That's not the one that I was looking at your stories the other day, and
it's the bald one.
Found a few little treats in the washing machine, will we just say that?
Yeah, in the washing machine, and then I adopted them, and the white one got neutered or spayed or whatever it's called last week. So I was chatting to the guys in the DSPCA about Blog and her little behavioural issues, so they were giving me some tips on stopping cats from pooping in the washing machine.
Amazing. And I think these are the things that people need to know. You just don't know what pets.
Just get a second. I have to get a third litter box. Obviously, close the washing machine door, stating the obvious. And they think she has some separation anxiety from me. And I was like, great, my cat has anxiety.
There you go. My dog has anxiety as well, but he just likes to chew in bed all the time. But we still love them, that's for sure. I guess, you know, a lot of people are going to want to know, how did you start out your page? Because am I right in thinking, you know, you were working in retail, you know, you were doing this kind of as a side hustle as well. It was your passion, and then it's actually grown into your career.
Yeah. So I started back in 2014, I'm going to say, when Instagram was just pictures. There was no video on it. It was good old Instagram from what like people would remember it. And I had purchased my house in 2013. And you know what? I don't know where people get the budgets for renovations from, because all of the money I had saved went on the deposit. I could not afford renovations. I only actually got a little bit of renovation done recently because I could actually afford to do something. But up until that point, it was all like painting my kitchen cabinets. Like, I still wanted a pretty house, but I just didn't have the budget for it. And I didn't want to like be saving up and stuff. So long story short, I started going to like upcycling workshops. I started going to like sewing classes in like my local school in the evenings. Yeah. I did woodwork classes, and it kind of snowballed from there. So I used to start with smaller projects. Like, I would like my bed frame is secondhand and I painted it. Kitchen cabinets painted. And then as the years go on, I got into different materials. So I would kind of use upcycled materials to sew things. So you have like cushions, outdoor cushions, things like that. And then woodwork. So I will tackle a bit of paneling, like little projects, like making a stool and things like that. So basically, I wanted a pretty house. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the budget. So that's how I kind of got into buying secondhand furniture, painting it, doing it nice. And then skills kind of just layered on from there.
Yeah. And like, I know a lot of people are going to wonder, you know, say if it's your bed, for instance, and you buy a secondhand bed. I changed my bed, I think it was like last year or the year before. And like, I did buy a new one. But like, when you're doing that task by yourself, you're like, how am I going to get rid of the old one? I have to take it out of the room. I have to dismantle it. You're learning all these new skills that you never really, you know, like you'd always say, I need a man in the house to do all these things. But like, you know, I think sometimes you just have to tackle it yourself.
I always say it's good to ask your friends. I recently had to move a big chair from upstairs. And typical, I have brothers, you call them, they won't answer because they know you want them to help you move something. Yeah. So they block you. So I rang one of my girlfriends and I was like, hey, can you help me lift the thing? And she was like, no problem. I'm off work at 3. And when she arrived, she's like, your husband's here. Let's lift this. Like, I was like, okay, let's do it. So your girlfriends, even some of my friends, like my friend Karen helped me. I had to rearrange my greenhouse. And I was like, oh, the thoughts of this job. Like, I could totally do it myself, but it is more fun to do projects with people. I was doing my niece and nephew's bedrooms last year, and like that, their granny helped me, and she helped me with, you know, doing some wallpapering, little things like that. It's good to get the girls over and to help, especially when you're not as experienced, because if you're doing a bigger project, like let's say like wall paneling or something, you have to be really careful about like not nailing into water pipes and electric and things like that. So it's always good to kind of, if it's like your first project, you know, have maybe someone with you, you know, safety first and all that, but just for the company as well. And yeah.
You can have the cups of tea as well and, you know, shoot the breeze. If you're somebody who is, you know, starting off with a project, is there anything kind of like, you know, a beginner's guide to upcycling something or, you know, starting a passion project? What would you advise?
The three P's. So I always say prep, prime and paint. That is if you're doing a painting job. You can obviously wood stain. I'll give some tips on that. So if it's something, maybe it's like a chair. Love a good painted chair. Or if it's like, you know, a stool, a bed, a table, kitchen table. I always say prep the piece. And to prep it is, you can use some sugar soap or a degreaser. And you're basically taking all of the, people are surprised. Something might look clean. Mm-hmm. And then you get a rag and a degreaser and the amount of dirt that will come off a piece. Cobwebs, things like that. Also, if it's from, you know, if it's secondhand, always check it for woodworm. Mm-hmm. If you are a beginner, you can treat woodworm, but just avoid it if you are a beginner. Walk away. So check also for some damage. So if there's any wobbly legs, if there's any split wood, don't be afraid of any damage. But if you're a beginner, just try and stick away from it. But you can fix damaged things. So wobbly legs are kind of easy to fix, but they can be in there. You can use wood filler if you need to fix any like split in wood. So good prep is simply cleaning and degreasing, and then you're going to scuff sand it. So you can use a medium or a lycra sandpaper, and you don't have to, a lot of people think, oh, do I have to sand it? But you're only sanding it a light scuff. You're scratching the surface. They call it like keying the surface.
Yeah.
And you give it a little scuff, wipe away the dust, and then put some primer on. Some people, you can get certain paints, there's so many paint on the market, like paint brands, you can get ones that have built-in primers. I personally like to do a coat of primer. If you're doing wood, especially furniture, a lot of secondhand furniture shops will have like knotty pine wood. So those knots will bleed oils if you don't prime them. So one coat of primer and then two coats of your chosen paint. And not to confuse anybody, when it comes to paint, you've got eggshell, gloss, satin. That just means the finish of the paint. Obviously gloss is really, really shiny. It's very, very durable. And then you have satin that has like a mid sheen, and then your eggshell, and you've also got your chalk paints. But you need to seal those with wax. So I feel like I'm giving you a load of information that might confuse people.
No, that's great. And then, like, you know, I suppose people are then going to find, I think even what you've said about staying away from stuff that has like woodworm and stuff in it, because, you know, somebody might be selling something and you're like, oh wow, this is great, but you mightn't realize that you're bringing that into your house and it might need a little bit more care.
You know, and even little things like damp as well, especially like if you're, a lot of the secondhand furniture warehouses, when you do go thrifting, they are cold. And they can be damp, and some of the pieces may have, you know, water damage and stuff, which will weaken the wood. So do try and stay away from them in the beginning.
Yeah. Do you remember the very first thing that you upcycled, or the very first thing that you absolutely loved that's in your house now that you did yourself?
Yeah. So the very, very first thing I did was a nested table. And that was in like an upcycling workshop. Over those 9 years, I have re-sanded the table, restained the bottom, changed it up. And I'm like, that was 80 quid. Yeah. And I don't mind if I use something on the desk and or the table and I accidentally spill something or damage, because I'm like, I'll sand it back, give it a quick go. Yeah. Sure, it was only 80 quid. Instead of spending, like, kitchen tables can be like in the thousands.
Yeah.
Like, mad money.
Yeah. Oh, I could literally have a chat to you all day, because I think, you know, it's so nice to see somebody who is being sustainable. You know, you're showing people how they can upcycle, that you don't necessarily have to be a millionaire to have a lovely house.
And you know what? I don't want people to feel bad when they see, like, when you watch renovation programs on television, it can be so disheartening when they're like, 300 grand budget. I honestly don't know where they come from. Like, where are they making the money to do that? So if you don't get disheartened if you've moved into a space, or if you're renting, or if you're still at home, you can 100% do something that looks expensive, but it's not.
Amazing. Catherine, it's been such a pleasure to have a chat to you. No doubt we'll catch up with you again. Really.
Thanks for having me.
But if anybody wants to find out more about you, if they want to follow along on your next project, or even if they want to, you know, show you some love on social media, where is the best place to go?
Yeah, so I have long form videos on YouTube. So if you love an L DIY project, head to YouTube. That's just youtube.com/daintydiaries. And then Instagram is just Dainty Dress Diaries.
Oh, super. Catherine, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show. No doubt we'll be chatting again. I'm sure there'll be lots and lots of questions after this chat. But listen, have a great evening, and it was great to catch up with you.
Thank you.
The Hub Self-Care
with Louise Clark
on iRadio.